All right, it's Friday morning. That's a good thing. Reality is setting in, though. We have six more weeks of winter. The groundhog said so. Punxsutawney Phil. And Woodchuck, or the Woody the Woodchuck over in Howell also agreed. So six more weeks of winter to look forward to. Not much we can do about that. The chief of police is here with us right now. Port here in Chief Jeff Baker. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Six more weeks.
Oh, no. That's not great to hear. No. Well, I suppose it depends on what you like. If you like winter, like you skiing, snowmobiling, you know, ice fishing, that sort of thing, that's probably wonderful news.
You know, speaking of ice fishing, I had never really witnessed this. A couple of weeks ago, we were driving down along M29 in, you know, southern St. Clair and Macomb County, like around Anchorville and Anchor Bay. Holy cow, there were a lot of people out there ice fishing. I'd never seen anything quite like that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a big sport down there. As a matter of fact, I used to be into snowmobiling, and we used to go down there and ride our snowmobiles down in that area. Yeah. So there was a lot of snowmobilers, and then certainly there was a lot of ice fishermen out there. So.
No doubt. It's been a good year for ice, really. I mean, it's been cold, and the ice has been thick, so lots of opportunity to do that. How's everything going at the police department these days?
Really good. We just hired two new police officers, a male and a female. So we're glad to have those two on board, Officer Huskith and Pomeranke. So very happy to have both of those two new individuals. They're in training. So they just started their training. It'll take about 3.5 to 4 months to actually get them through our training program. And it certainly doesn't stop there, but that's really the focus, the meat and potatoes of their training when they actually work one-on-one with another officer.
I know we talked with Sergeant Decker the other day about the in-service training that you do. I mean, training is a constant in the police department, isn't it?
It is. It's important on training. You can't cut corners when it comes to training your people. Certainly February is one of those months where we really ramp up the intensity of our training. We actually do a week-long training in-service academy, as we call it, for each of our officers. So as you can imagine, to keep coverage on the road, we have to spread that out. So really the entire month of February, we do in-service training. We cover a multitude of topics like use of force, of course, and firearms. But beyond that, we talk about diversity and a lot of other different things that the officers need, legal update and those sort of things, how to deal with weapons of mass destruction, how to use their equipment and that stuff. Just reminders to make sure that they're up to speed if, God forbid, some of those type of activities were to take place here in Port Huron, that our personnel are ready to respond to it.
And then there's the Citizens Police Academy. That gets underway soon, doesn't it?
It does. It starts next Tuesday. We're super excited about that. We changed the format a little bit this year. It used to be 12 weeks. We shortened it down to 6. Mm-hmm. And we brought what we felt was the more important topics, the ones that people shared with us that they really enjoyed. And it was, I think, a little bit of a burden for people to come, for 12 consecutive weeks. And we heard that quite a bit, that, hey, it's a long time. It's good information, but it's a long time. So we shortened it. We want to give that a try. So we're excited. We have our academy full, and it'll start next Tuesday night. Our instructors and I believe our participants are really excited to get that rolling.
That can lead, and we talked about this before, that can lead into volunteer opportunities too, can it?
Absolutely. And certainly it's not a requirement by any means. We talk about becoming a volunteer with the police department, but if people don't want to, they just want to go through the Citizens Police Academy, they're more than welcome to do that also. But, yeah, it does. We typically will get some people that say, hey, I'd really like to help out my community. I'd like to help out my police department. And they sign on to our volunteer and policing program. So it's a really good opportunity for them to really work hand-in-hand with the officers and help the community.
You just recently underwent the accreditation process, too, in the department, didn't you?
Yeah, we're very proud. We're nationally recognized, CLIA accredited, and we've been nationally accredited since 1995. But just recently, the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, they implemented a statewide accreditation program, and we signed up about a year ago. It takes some time to do what we call a self-evaluation of your files and your procedures to make sure they match the standards, and that culminated in an on-site visit by two assessors early last week, and it went really well. The preliminary report is that we did very well and will be recommended for accreditation, and our hearing's next week. It's February 8th. And that's in front of the MELEAC Assessment Board of Commissioners. And we expect to be successful and receive our award. We'll be dual accredited, one of only two agencies in the state of Michigan that will hold dual accreditation status.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah, we're really excited, proud of our people and the work that they do.
What's been happening in terms of crime in this first month of 2018 It's been a busy month, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, we always say that when we get into winter, we hope for a little bit of a slowdown so we can catch our breath, because certainly things are busy around here in the summer. Yeah. But it really hasn't let up a whole lot. Matter of fact, crime, our statistics increased from December to January, which a lot of times we don't see that, but it increased quite a bit. But, you know, just recently, last Friday night, we had six fires that we believe were purposely set, and one of them was a vehicle. The others were dumpster fires, and we don't have a lot of leads on this. So if your listeners have some information, we would certainly welcome to give us a call. It's been assigned to our investigative unit and our net team, so they're out working it. They're working it really hard. You know, the concerning thing is here, fortunately, no one was hurt. But a lot of times when we see these arsons begin, you know, people start to, the people that are doing this will oftentimes they'll ramp it up. They'll burn a dumpster, they burn a vehicle, and then they want to see something larger burn. And that's very concerning to us. We have somebody that likes to start fires. It's dangerous, certainly can cause extensive property damage, but most importantly, can cause loss of life. So we would really like to identify these suspects. Then we had another arson fire that happened 2 days later down on Military Street, and the county also had two that had happened. So something's going on out there, certainly, and we sure like to find these individuals. So if anybody has any information, they can contact our police agency. We also have our capture line. So if people don't want to say who they are, the capture line, it's not a recorded line. We don't have caller ID on it. And they can contact us there at 987-6688 and leave any sort of information that they might have.
I got to ask, just because people are still asking about it, and I haven't heard any answers yet, where in the heck is Rick Curry?
Wow, that's a great question. Once again, if anybody has any information on Rick, we'd sure like to hear it. It's an odd case. I really feel sorry for the victims. I've spoke to many of them myself. As you've probably heard from our media releases, we're well over 160 cases. Mm-hmm. It's really sad because it's not just property. This isn't just people's jewelry. These are artifacts or pieces of jewelry that have sentimental value, and you can't replace that. So it's really a disheartening case to have to work. But we're trying to find him, and trust me, we're spending a lot of time, a lot of man hours looking for this guy, but he has essentially disappeared. We've had a number of tips, a number of leads, and we've worked every single one of them, but to say that we know exactly where he's at would be untrue. So anybody out there that has any information on Rick, if they know where he's at, we would appreciate them to give us a call, contact us, and lend that information to us. We'd appreciate it.
All right. Let's see. Who do you like, the Eagles or the Patriots on Sunday?
Well, it's hard to always pick against the Patriots, but, I'd like to see the Eagles win it.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool, and the Patriots have kind of been a dynasty for a while, so it'd be nice to see somebody else win it.
I tend to agree, although I'm not a big Eagles fan either, so I'm just hoping for an entertaining game, I guess.
That's the best way, yeah. I think, to have a really tight game, have it go right down to the end of the fourth quarter would be terrific.
Wouldn't mind that at all. Chief, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Chief Jeff Baker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM 22, past 8 o'clock now.